Hello and welcome to the Proxima Daily. This is your host, Moira Murphy, reporting to you from New York. Today's Tuesday, December 10th. We have a few updates from the EBRD and the EIB, so let's dive right in. The World Bank and the government of St. Martin have signed a $72 million grant agreement for the St. Martin Airport Terminal Reconstruction Project. The funding comes from the St. Martin Recovery and Reconstruction Trust Fund, financed by the Netherlands government and managed by the World Bank. The project, which aims to restore full service at the Princess Juliana International Airport, is also financed by $50 million from the European Investment Bank and $7 million from the Princess Juliana International Airport Operating Company. Moving to France, Orange has secured a 700 million euro loan with the European Investment Bank to finance part of the deployment of the group's very high-speed broadband network in France. A first drawdown of 350 million euro has already taken place, with the remaining part of the loan to be made available during the first quarter of 2020. Also in France, French asset management company Amundi and the European Investment Bank have announced that the fundraising for the first vintage of the Green Continuum program has successfully reached 253 million euro. The program, launched in July, aims to contribute to the deployment of new financing required to meet the commitments made under the Paris Agreement on climate change. Amundi and the EIB launched the partnership to finance European environmental objectives, foster the development of new market instruments, and facilitate access to market financing for smaller companies and green projects, while offering higher yields to investors. Moving from France to Turkey, the EBRD is providing a $17.5 million loan to the operator of Turkey's Tekirdağ port on the Sea of Marmara. ICBC Turkey is providing an equal loan, and the EBRD will partially finance the acquisition of operating rights, the modernization of the port, and expansion of its capacity, to which the company has committed under the concession agreement. And lastly for today is in Korea, the Export-Import Bank of Korea and Korea Development Bank are part of a group of lenders which will provide $5 billion in loans to LG Chem to help foster the company's electric vehicle battery business. NH Nyonghap Bank will also provide the loans for 5 years from 2020 to 2024 to finance LG Chem's global EV battery production plans. And that's all for today. If you'd like to hear more about these stories or events, then please do visit us at proximoinfo.com. Until tomorrow.